This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis makes an Easter plea for peace in Ukraine and in other wars around the world. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After celebrating Easter Sunday Mass for tens of thousands of faithful in St. Peter's Square for the first time since the pandemic, Pope Francis delivered his traditional geopolitical speech in which he cited the risk of nuclear warfare. For the Pope, the war in Ukraine has weighed on his heart. Speaking from the central balcony of St. Peter's Square, Francis said, "May there be peace for war-torn Ukraine, so sorely tried by the violence and destruction of this cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged." In London, the Archbishop of Canterbury exhorted Russia to withdraw from Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
The battered port city of Mariupol appears on the brink of falling to Russian forces after 7 weeks under siege. Capturing the city would give Moscow a crucial success in Ukraine following a botched attempt to storm the capital and the loss of the Russian Navy's Black Sea flagship. The Russian military estimated that about 2,500 Ukrainian fighters holding out at a hulking steel plant provided the last pocket of resistance in Mariupol. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson said those who refuse to surrender by a Sunday deadline, quote, will be destroyed. Seizing Mariupol would free up Russian forces for an offensive in eastern Ukraine, where Russia has focused after the failure to take Kiev. Thousands are believed to have been killed in Kiev, or rather in Mariupol, under the occupation of the Russian troops. This is VOA News. There have been more clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians around the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The unrest erupted after Israeli police entered the hilltop compound to secure the spot for Jewish visitors. Jews know the site as the Temple Mount, their holiest. But the Al-Aqsa Mosque also ranks as the third holiest site in Islam and has often been a flashpoint for violence. Police accused Palestinians of stockpiling stones in anticipation of more clashes. Palestinian medical officials say 17 Palestinians were wounded just 2 days after similar confrontations at the site. This year, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the week-long Jewish Passover are occurring at the same time, bringing thousands of visitors to Jerusalem. I'm Ben Thomas.
The death toll from floods that have battered South Africa's east coast has risen to 443, including a rescuer, a regional official said on Sunday, as dozens more are still missing. Rains were starting to let up in the flood-ravaged east, allowing for search and relief aid operations to continue after one of the deadliest storms in living memory. He said the, quote, inclement weather has slowed our assessment and rescue operation on the ground, but we are once again back in the full swing. Floodwaters engulfed parts of the southeastern coastal city of Durban and surrounding areas early last week, ripping apart roads, destroying hospitals, and sweeping away homes and those trapped inside. Government churches and charities are marshaling relief aid for the more than 40,000 people left homeless by the raging floodwaters. North Korea says it has successfully test-launched a newly developed tactical guided weapon. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un observed the launch, which it said would bolster the effective operation of the country's tactical nuclear forces. South Korea's military said it detected two projectile launches from the northeastern coast on Saturday. The launch, the latest in a spate of testing activity by North Korea, that outside experts say is meant to expand the country's nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on its rivals amid stalled diplomacy. Recapping our top story, Pope Francis made an Easter plea for peace in Ukraine and in other wars around the world as the battered port city of Mariupol appears to be on the brink of falling to Russian forces after 7 weeks under siege. Capturing the city would give Moscow a crucial success in Ukraine following a botched attempt to storm the capital and the loss of the Russians' Navy's Black Sea flagship. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.